Cuomo, who had expressed reservations about allowing medical marijuana, says the bill will grant sick people access to the drug while imposing limits that he says will prevent abuse of marijuana.
So there are certainly significant medical benefits that can be garnered. At the same time, it's a difficult issue because there are also risks that have to be averted, public health risks, public safety risks. And we believe this bill strikes the right balance.
The bill will not allow the smoking of marijuana. Cuomo's acting health commissioner says using a vaporizer can work just as well. Only doctors will be allowed to prescribe the drug, and they'll have to take a special course before they're permitted to do so. Patients will have to register with the state health department, and they'll have to carry their registration cards everywhere they go. And there will be criminal penalties for doctors and patients who try to sell or use the drug for other purposes. The governor says one of the most important provisions to him, though, is that he can shut down the program at any time for any reason.
It basically has a fundamental failsafe, what I call you can just pull the plug out of the wall at any moment, and the entire system stops. And that's the governor's ability to suspend the system upon the recommendation of the superintendent of state police or the recommendation of the commissioner of health because they detect a risk in either public safety or public health.
Advocates for medical marijuana, who held a vigil at the Capitol for the past several days, were cautiously supportive. Holly Anderson with the Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester says she's excited and relieved that there will be some sort of measure approved this year, but
it's a little disappointing in that the smoking has been eliminated, and really plants have been eliminated.
She's also concerned that some of the restrictions on doctors, including possible felony charges for any alleged abuses, could discourage physicians from prescribing the drug. Senate sponsor Diane Savino had initially said that eliminating smoking of marijuana as a treatment was a non-starter, but she now says she had to compromise in order to get relief for children with severe seizure disorders who can benefit from an oil-based derivative of marijuana. Several of the children had also been in the halls outside the governor's office.
But you can't stand in the way, because there are other delivery methods that are as effective. Vaporizing is one of them. Many patients have actually started now using the e-cigarette version with medical marijuana as well. But for the children you've all seen here daily, who will benefit from oils, how could we say no and stand in the way on smoking? It just made no sense.
Under the plan, the State Department of Health will choose 5 private companies to grow and distribute the marijuana, all within New York State. Each company will be eligible to run 4 dispensaries for a total of 20 statewide. It will be some time, though, before patients will have access to the drug. The new law will not take effect for 18 months, even longer if Cuomo's health department decides more time is needed to get the program up and running. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.